and wed to the arrogance that came so naturally to those born blonde and strong and handsome. His recent elevation had only made him worse.
"Did Her Grace send for you?" the boy demanded. "Not that I recall," Tyrion admitted. "It grieves me to disturb your revels, Lancel, but as it happens I have matters of import to discuss with my sister."
Cersei regarded him suspiciously. "If you are here about those begging brothers, Tyrion, spare me your reproaches. I won't have them spreading their filthy treasons in the street. They can preach to each other in the dungeons, and count themselves lucky that they have such a gentle queen," added Lancel. "I would have had their tongues out." "One even dared to say that the guards were punishing us because Jaime murdered the rightful king," Cersei declared. "It will not be borne, Tyrion. I gave you ample opportunity to deal with these vice, but you and your Sir Jaslyn did nothing, so I commanded Velar to attend to the matter." "And so he did." Tyrion had been annoyed when the Red Cloaks had dragged a half-dozen of the scabrous prophets down to the dungeons without consulting him, but they were not important enough to battle over.
"No doubt we will all be better off for a little quiet in the streets. That is not why I came. I have tidings I know you will be anxious to hear, sweet sister.